Unit 10, A Musical World, Chapter 1, Where's That Music Coming From?
What is your favorite type of music? Do you know anything about its history? Over the years, as people have moved or traveled, they have taken with them the music of their cultures. Celtic folk from Ireland and the UK. Flamenco from Spain. Or Bhangra from India. As a result, a lot of today's popular music has its roots in the traditional songs and rhythms heard in various countries around the world. For decades, musicians have adapted traditional musical styles to make them more appealing to the masses. Bob Marley made reggae, previously unique to Jamaica, popular around the world in the 1970s and 1980s, with hits like No Woman, No Cry. Now, one can hear this laid-back rhythm on beaches across the globe. Bhangra, a traditional music originally played to celebrate harvests or weddings in Indian villages, was brought to the UK by Indian immigrants. It became popular in the 1980s as the Indian immigrant population grew. This lively, energetic, drum-based beat has been mixed with other musical genres such as jazz, house, and rock. Bhangra influence can now be heard on dance floors in cities like London and Singapore, where a high percentage of the population comes from Indian immigrant families. In the U.S., rock and roll has its roots in African American culture and traditional musical styles such as rhythm and blues. In the late 1940s and early 1950s, artists such as Chuck Berry added the electric guitar to the R&B sound. By the mid-1950s, many white musicians such as Elvis Presley were singing and playing music that was previously performed only by black artists. Many DJs in the U.S. also began playing this new music, now called rock and roll, on their radio stations. A sound that began in small nightclubs in the U.S. was eventually exported to the world. Language has helped to popularize music from different countries. The Japanese pop star Hikaru Utada became famous in her native country and around the world by combining Japanese pop styles with English lyrics. Other artists, such as the Spaniard Enrique Iglesias, mix English lyrics with their native languages and have also made a big impact on the world pop scene. Much of the pop music we hear today is a fusion or mixture of styles from various parts of the world. With the ability now to share music using the internet, the styles we listen to tomorrow may be even more interesting and diverse. What is your favorite type of music? Do you know anything about its history? Over the years, as people have moved or traveled, they have taken with them the music of their cultures. Celtic folk from Ireland and the UK. Flamenco from Spain. Or Bhangra from India. As a result, a lot of today's popular music has its roots in the traditional songs and rhythms heard in various countries around the world. For decades, musicians have adapted traditional musical styles to make them more appealing to the masses. Bob Marley made reggae, previously unique to Jamaica, popular around the world in the 1970s and 1980s, with hits like No Woman, No Cry. Now, one can hear this laid-back rhythm on beaches across the globe. Bhangra, a traditional music originally played to celebrate harvests or weddings in Indian villages, was brought to the UK by Indian immigrants. It became popular in the 1980s as the Indian immigrant population grew. This lively, energetic, drum-based beat has been mixed with other musical genres such as jazz, house, and rock. Bhangra influence can now be heard on dance floors in cities like London and Singapore, where a high percentage of the population comes from Indian immigrant families. In the U.S., rock and roll has its roots in African American culture and traditional musical styles such as rhythm and blues. In the late 1940s and early 1950s, artists such as Chuck Berry added the electric guitar to the R&B sound. By the mid-1950s, many white musicians such as Elvis Presley were singing and playing music that was previously performed only by black artists. Many DJs in the U.S. also began playing this new music, now called rock and roll, on their radio stations. A sound that began in small nightclubs in the U.S. was eventually exported to the world. Language has helped to popularize music from different countries. The Japanese pop star Hikaru Utada became famous in her native country and around the world by combining Japanese pop styles with English lyrics. Other artists, such as the Spaniard Enrique Iglesias, mix English lyrics with their native languages and have also made a big impact on the world pop scene. Much of the pop music we hear today is a fusion or mixture of styles from various parts of the world. With the ability now to share music using the internet, the styles we listen to tomorrow may be even more interesting and diverse.